Welcome to Teodigawa Bookmakers at teodigawabookmakers.com. Okay, got that? Good. First, I would like to introduce you to a new podcast about bookbinding, which is called Books in the Wild, and the hostess is Carrie Schroeder. She talks about things related to books, not a book review, but about reading, about punctuation, about book hoaxes, and other things related to making books. Another good podcast about books and bookmaking, along with Bookbinding Now, hosted by Susan Mills. She interviews people related to books, like bookbinders and artists and papermakers and things of that nature. She interviewed me a long time ago, but don't let that put you off. She interviews many interesting people, too. Second, I would like to talk about what I've been doing in the past couple of weeks. And in the past couple of weeks, I have been making ebooks on iBooks. I've been putting things on iBooks, hoping to get them up on the iBook store and make them available to everyone. So far, I am working on Lawrence Stern's Tristram Shandy, of course. There are 9 volumes, and I am putting each volume up separately. I'm working on volume 4 right now. 1, 2, and 3 are finished. 1 is already on iBooks. As I go through the Shandy books, I'm finding mistakes that I made, and I have to do a lot of formatting, but it's getting to be an interesting way to read a book by making an ebook and looking at the little red squiggly lines that show up when there's a mistake. One thing I found in volume 4 was that chapter 4, the name in my real book was not chapter 4, but it was chapter 1. So chapter 1 came after chapter 3 and before chapter 5. I think that's maybe an error. However, Stern does skip a chapter. There's 10 blank pages between chapters 23 and what should have been 24, but is actually, according to Stern, 25. So it goes 23, 25, and 24 is completely not there. It's not just blank pages, it's numbering of page numbers. The page numbers go from one number, then skip 10 numbers, and then it goes on to the next. In another section, in another chapter, he goes from putting the odd number on the right side to putting the odd number on the left side. So it's, you know, is it a mistake, or did he do... What he did was on purpose. What I did might have been a mistake. Not might have been, was definitely a mistake. Now, one more thing I've been working on is a small book, pamphlet-type book, maybe 40 pages, maybe less, maybe 30 or 40 or 50 or maybe less. And the topics change, and it's very fluid. So if I'm talking about, for example, I'm talking about soup, and of course with that I have to talk about David Bowie. Why do I have to talk about David Bowie if I'm talking about soup? Well, because there's a comedian in America who had a music show, and he had a music show and a comedy show and a children's show and a dance show all at the same time, like 4 different TV shows and radio shows. And the dance show had popular music and kids danced. This is not Dick Clark. This is somebody else. And his music show was mostly jazz. Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, a lot of people like that. And his name was Soupy Sales. So how is that related to David Bowie? Well, David Bowie in his incarnation as Tin Machine, he had himself as singer, obviously. Then he had a bass and a drummer. And the bass and the drummer were Tony and Hunt Sales. Tony and Hunt Sales are Soupy Sales' sons. They are a bass and a drummer for David Bowie. So we're talking about soup, started probably 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 years ago, and we end up with David Bowie. They are a series, sort of like a magazine that comes out sometimes, and they are related in different ways. The entire thing is called The Diary of a Dead Cat Quarterly. Too Much Curiosity for 9 Lives. So far I have sandwiches, canals, white sticks for blind people, which is called White Sticks and Blind Dogs, and soup. And hopefully they are all available on iBooks. They are probably going to be free because towards the end there's a lot of advertisements for other books that I have made, such as the Tristram Shandy books and my Calvado Pentology and my Japan Pentology. I'm working on two different things. I'm trying to get Lawrence Stern's Tristram Shandy on iBooks, and I'm trying to get my Diary of a Dead Cat Quarterly series on iTunes. And hopefully I'll have my Calvado Pentology on iTunes as well. So I've been a busy little person, and I hope to be busier. And I hope you'll check out the two podcasts that talk about books and bookmaking in bookbinding and paper and whatnot. And they are, of course, Books in the Wild and Bookbinding Now. Check them out on iTunes and enjoy yourself. Here comes your drama.
Currently, I am just making books that people want me to make. I'm thinking of becoming a publisher, which means I ask people if they will make books, and write books, and then send them to me, and I'll make them, and then I distribute them. A publisher distributes and tries to sell books, so that would be a little bit different from just making books, but we'll see what happens. I might give it a shot, and if it doesn't work out, I can just stop and do something else. Do to go, bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Yeah, I sent you a book, a manuscript, for you to make into a book. I wondered if you had finished it, and it's been about 3 months, and maybe that helps.
Ah, yes, 3 months. I remember that, and I worked on it, and I found a couple of mistakes. I wonder if you are aware of that.
Mistakes? What kind of mistakes? I don't remember making any mistakes.
Well, for example, the title, you've misspelled palm. It's spelled P-A-L-M, and you've got P-L-A-M. You have plam, not palm. Is that what you wanted?
No, I wanted palm, P-A-L-M. Can you change that?
Of course. And another mistake was on page 1, where you have the title misspelled, but then in page 1 you have, 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah, you have 5 misspelled words. I wondered if you wanted the words spelled that way, or if you wanted the correct spelling. For example, you have the, T-E-H, is that right? Is that what you wanted?
No, I don't want that. Can you change that too? I might have made a couple of mistakes, but aren't you the bookbinder? Aren't you, like, going through and making corrections?
No, I'm not. I am the bookbinder. I take paper, I fold it, I put it into a book. What you need is an editor. I'm not an editor, but I can recommend an editor.
Oh, I don't think I need an editor. I'm pretty good at spelling and stuff like that. Hello.
Maybe I don't want to be a book publisher. I'll have to give it some more thought.